AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Hey everyone, Eric Vanek here of South Harmon and the America's Game podcast. Follow me on X at Eric Vanek NFL. You can follow South Harmon at South Harmon FF on X as well. Make sure you guys give this channel a like, subscribe, all that good stuff. And you know, follow us on YouTube, on all of our social platforms. We would really, really appreciate it if you guys did that. But today for the Waiver Wire show, I'm going to go over my week 16 takeaways. Not too many of them, a lot more injuries than probably takeaways here, and then we're going to go into like our redraft leagues, who we're going to be picking up here for the championships, our deep dynasty leagues as well, and kind of look into that as well. So let's get into the injuries here. Quarterback injuries, we had quite a bit this week, honestly. So Marcus Mariota, he left with a hand quad injury. He's going to need his status monitored for week 17. Not sure if Marcus Mariota is going to play for Washington. Jordan Love, he left with a concussion. We'll have to need to monitor his status for week 17 as well. If not, Malik Willis would be the starter there. J.J. McCarthy, he left with a hand injury in the second quarter and did not return. He is going to get an MRI on his hand, so not sure if J.J. McCarthy will play next week. Gardner Minshew, it was reported that it was a torn ACL. Apparently it's not now, which is surprising, but it is a pretty serious knee injury. I would expect Minshew is done for the season regardless. And then Lamar Jackson, he has a bad back contusion. He's day-to-day, and he could miss this week. We'll see how he practices, so you'll just have to monitor Lamar Jackson as we go forward throughout the week. Running backs, Quinshon Judkins, broken fibula, fractured ankle. Obviously, he is done for the season. Pretty brutal injury there for Judkins. Kamani Vidal, he suffered a neck injury in the fourth quarter, didn't return. We're going to have to monitor his status going forward. And then Jordan Mason, he is going to miss probably this week with an ankle injury. Didn't return to the game. We'll have to monitor his stats. Didn't look great. So you have to monitor Jordan Mason. And then Travion Henderson, he suffered a head injury early in the game last night and didn't return. So we'll have to monitor Travion Henderson's status for next week against the Jets. Ryan Flournoy for the Cowboys suffered a knee injury in the first half and didn't return, so we'll have to monitor his status. Pat Bryant, he has a concussion, took a big hit at the end of the game, was carted off the field. We'll have to monitor Pat Bryant's status as well. Probably misses this week. And then Kayshon Boutte last night suffered a head injury as well with 3 minutes left in the game. Have to monitor his status. I would imagine that he probably misses this week if it was a concussion. No tight end injuries, thank goodness. All right, let's get into our streamers for the week. So let's go over our redraft quarterbacks this week. So a couple of the guys that I do like, Aaron Rodgers against the Cleveland Browns, I think could be a decent one for you guys. Malik Willis, if he does start, he gets the Ravens. I don't think that's a terrible one to pick up just because of the rushing upside. If Jackson Dart happened to be dropped, I think Jackson Dart against the Raiders could be a good one. Tyler Shuck has been playing pretty good on the road against the Titans. He could be good. And in the same game, I think Cam Ward could be a pretty decent one against the Saints. So there's a couple of streaming options for you this week at the quarterback spot. Let's go over to the dynasty quarterback. So I did mention a bunch of these injuries. So the guys you're going to want to pick up, Josh Johnson, he would start if Mariota misses time. Malik Willis obviously would start if Jordan Love doesn't. Max Brosmer, he's the one who came in for J.J. McCarthy. So Brosmer would probably start for Minnesota. Chris Oladokun, or I don't even know how you say it, but whatever, will start for the Chiefs probably the rest of the season, so he's somebody that you could pick up. And then Tyler Huntley, he would start if Lamar Jackson misses time this week. So there's a couple of the quarterbacks for you. Redraft running backs. First one I have is obviously Raheem Sanders. He is probably going to be the starter here for the Browns for the remaining games. 20 snaps, 5 routes, 1 target. He had 1 catch for 4 yards and 11 carries for 42 yards. He's just your battering ram. Big. He looked really big out there, but he looked pretty decent. Against the Steelers, tough matchup though, you know, so don't blow all your money on him. But if you're desperate and you need a running back in your finals, like Raheem Sanders could be somebody. Audric Estime, he played 45 snaps. He ran 33 routes. He was targeted 4 times, 3 catches for 17 yards, and 5 carries for 19 yards. So it's not like they ran the ball with him a lot. They used Taysom Hill more than they did him running the ball. So that was kind of interesting. But a lot of passing routes there for Audric Estime, which is kind of surprising. Dynasty running backs, I have 2 of them here for you. Corey Kiner, he came in there and he played 9 snaps. He had 6 carries for 32 yards as a backup, you know, just in there. So if he's somebody that you could pick up if you need somebody. And then Jawar Jordan, I want to mention him again. He started the game for the Texans, 30 snaps, 11 routes. He was 5 targets, caught all 5 for 17 yards and 15 carries for 53 yards. So pretty decent performance there from Jawar Jordan. If you need to pick him up, I think that's a good one. Redraft wide receivers, don't really have anybody this week that stood out. Dynasty wide receivers, just a couple. Kanata Mumfield, 8 targets, 3 catches for 40 yards for the Rams. It was Devontae Adams, most likely not going to play again, and they play on Monday night. So Mumfield is a guy that you could start on Monday night here and maybe have a good shot here. He had 8 targets, so pretty good spot there for him. Jahdae Walker for the Bears, he only had 3 targets, but he caught 2 of them for 21 yards and a touchdown, and they have a lot of injuries at the wide receiver spot right now. So maybe Jahdae Walker is somebody who gets more snaps this week. So that's in a deep dynasty league. I wouldn't mind taking a shot at him. Kevin Austin Jr. for the Saints. He played 67 snaps, which was 86%. 47 routes, was targeted 3 times. Only caught him 2 for 18 yards. But playing that many snaps in a best ball league, probably worth picking up. Redraft tight end. This one, I would spend whatever I could on him. I think this is could be the cheat code for you in the finals if he's available, but it's Taysom Hill. 35 snaps, which was 44%, 19 routes, 6 targets, 4 catches for 36 yards, and 12 carries for 42 yards, and he's going against the Titans. So if you need somebody, I don't care who your tight end is, unless you have Trey McBride or Brock Bowers, George Kittle, like I'm starting him over Travis Kelce. So Taysom Hill, probably like my tight end 4 or 3 for next week. If he's going to get this much usage as a running back. Now you have to make sure that Kamara's out. Now Kamara goes back in there, then I'm not going to do this. But if it's just the same setup that they had this week with Audric Estime and those guys, Taysom Hill is definitely the pickup of the week. No doubt. He could win you your finals for sure. And then dynasty tight ends, I wanted to mention Elijah Higgins for the Cardinals, 36 snaps, 26 routes. He was targeted 8 times, caught 7 of them for 91 yards as the backup tight end. So pretty big game there for Elijah Higgins. And then Shane Zylstra, he has taken over the Detroit Lions starting tight end spot, 49 snaps, 36 routes, 5 targets, 3 catches for 20 yards. So if you're just in desperate need for somebody in best ball at the tight end spot, Shane Zylstra can be your guy. That is it, guys. That is going to be it for this week and going forward. So if you've tuned in all season, I really, really appreciate you guys. We will definitely be back next season doing the same thing, digging deep into the waiver wire every single week. Make sure you guys check out America's Game on the podcast feed that comes out every Thursday. I will probably be doing a long-form show here shortly about who to stash and who to keep, who to drop off your dynasty rosters going into the offseason. Like, who are the guys that are just dead, you don't even want on your team anymore? So a lot of roster cleaning, a lot of roster management. I do this podcast every single season, so this is a big one. A lot of people love this show, so definitely check that out if you're looking for a big long-form show on every single team. We literally go through every depth chart, every single player and talk, do we keep or do we not? So, you know, I'll probably have Scott Connor on for that. So make sure you guys check that out. Well, always one of my favorite episodes to do. So appreciate everybody once again tuning into the Waiver Wire Show every week. We'll be back next week. If you're still alive in your finals, good luck to you. And hopefully you can bring home the championship. And hopefully this podcast helped you win a championship this year as well. So appreciate everybody. Merry Christmas to everybody as well. And have a good one. We will see you next year.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.